This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, May 17th. God's word for you today is claim or no claim. Our scripture reading is taken from John chapter 14, verse 30. And it says, "For the prince, evil genius, ruler of the world is coming, and he has no claim on me. He has nothing in common with me. There is nothing in me that belongs to him, and he has no power over me." The challenge out there in the world is real. You cannot, on the strength of the gospel of salvation, go and take mountains that require the gospel of the kingdom. The story is told of a man who had a lot of money working in a particular sector, and he wanted to be a governor. So he was invited to a meeting of the kingmakers, the people who determine where the votes go, the people who influence the masses. And he showed up for the meeting with a PowerPoint presentation to dazzle the elders, and they were just looking at him. When he was done with his presentation, they called him by his name and asked just one question: "Can you kill a human being?" The man started sweating. "We want to make the statement better, sir. We want to bring foreign investment," he responded. They asked again, "Can you kill?" He started stammering and they sent him out. There are juggernauts, giants, that we need to take down. The gospel of the kingdom is what is required, and that is what God has given us. Amazing. We have to realize that we actually need to be grounded in the gospel of the kingdom of God, and that includes the gospel of salvation. The truth is that without the life of Christ Jesus, you are wasting your time. A lot of our people, Christians, that get into politics or try to do some heavy business transactions gets rubbished. Why? It is pretty simple. You cannot take a territory from a spirit under whose influence you function. You cannot. If someone is under the influence of the spirit of corruption, for example. Let's say a mother agrees with the children to give her husband an inflated amount as the children's school fees or the budget for a school project. Why? Simply because she wants to get money from her husband. That is corruption, and such a person is under the influence of the spirit of corruption, so she cannot take territories ruled by that spirit. For you to take territories for God, you cannot be under the control of principalities and powers. Take it from the word of God. You cannot take territories from spirits under whose control you are. To plant churches, take territories, take land, I have had to battle principalities, intense spiritual warfare that I came out sweating physically, and we take the land. Like Paul said, "I fought beasts at Ephesus." To plant the church in Cape Town in South Africa and for it to be standing today, we fought beasts at Cape Town. Let us pray. Father, help me so that I may be able to say like Jesus, "The prince of the world has no claim, nothing in me that belongs to him, nothing in common," in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.